United States.
You're watching with children. You might want to mute for the next 35 seconds. The Washington Post reported minutes ago that today in the Oval Office, President Trump grew frustrated with lawmakers discussing immigration when they floated restoring protections for immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries as part of a bipartisan immigration deal. The Post reports that according to two people briefed in the meeting, the president asked, quote, "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?" Referring to African countries and Haiti. The president then went on to talk about how they needed to bring in more people from places like Norway.
Stunning when you take a look at the Washington Post story and CNN, as Jim reported, we've confirmed it itself. Why are we having all these people from asshole countries come here? The president told the bipartisan group of members of the House and Senate who were in the Oval Office with him.
Why is it that every time the president seems to open his mouth, it's a problem for him? Or tweet something, it's a problem for him. I mean, this was disgraceful, it was disturbing, it was vulgar, it was alarming in every way.
As coming from shithole countries on Thursday. Trump made the comment in an Oval Office meeting with lawmakers during a discussion of protections for immigrants from several countries, according to the Washington Post. "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?" Trump said, according to multiple people briefed on the meeting.
Not only seems to not understand his office of the presidency, but no understanding what America is and who Americans are. And to listen to this, you know, I'm reminded of, I think it was the New York Times who reported late last year of a meeting the president had with some members of his national security team where he said something very similar, which is, why are we bringing in these Haitians who have AIDS? And the Nigerians, they'll never go back to their hut, according to the New York Times. So now we're seeing this, you know, this kind of pattern here. And the fact that the president had no sense of dignity of what he was discussing and the people he was discussing it with and talking about is stunning, even to those of us who have covered this presidency over and over again. I guess I've lost the ability to be shocked.
In the story in the Washington Post, when he said, "Why are we having all these people from asshole countries?"
monkey uncles. We may have evolved since then, but there's still a monkey in all of us. We'll show you what it takes to be an alpha male. First pick at the basics of life. Females. We're just the same. World leaders, celebrities, even your boss. Human alphas rule the world.
Candidate said when he was trying to get the Haitian American community to support him on the campaign trail. Watch this from September 2016 in Miami.
Whether you vote for me or you don't vote for me, I really want to be your greatest champion, and I will be your champion. The Haitian people deserve better, and that's what I intend to give them. I will give them better.
I will be your greatest champion.
Hold it, please. On the last note, turn away, you know what I mean? Okay, can we do a real good one this time? Okay, take it deep, all the way. Here we go.
Hey, it's Three-Eyed Billy.
Your guide to the apocalypse.
Future squirrel eaters, it looks like we have paths to the apocalypse. So sharpen your sticks now. This might be the first nuclear apocalypse to start on Twitter. Duck and cover for N.
Countries and Haiti, and then the Washington Post statement says he then suggested that the United States should instead bring more people from countries like Norway, whose prime minister he met yesterday.
Right, that Washington Post reporting by my colleague Josh Dossie. It's contrasting a wealthier Scandinavian country with developing countries where predominantly the population is people of color.
Miller, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
This will not go well.
Good to see you. So President Trump and the White House have been calling the Russia investigation
a
witch hunt,
a little bit of a lie to this idea that that's all that's motivating.
But obviously, in this new Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, Bannon offered a different take on the Trump Tower meeting.
That author is garbage. The book is garbage. But my forehead, that's not garbage.
The president is now calling Bannon, quote, sloppy Steve.
He's not just sloppy Steve. The president also calls him Rumpy Ralph, Splotchy Sam, Louis Anderson from the show Baskets. There's several names that the president calls him, but you at CNN just report one name because you're fake news. We all know that. You're lucky I don't punch you in the face.
The president really arguing that Steve Bannon had nothing to do with him or his presidency?
Jake, okay, he's a self-made millionaire. He's revolutionized the way people drink water.
And I'm sure the course he's of watching politics. And he's happy that you said that.
Yeah, that's not true, Jake.
But my point is it okay. really the position of the Trump White House that Steve Bannon had nothing to do with the presidency? Or can you acknowledge the reality that he was a key
Jake,
player?
Jake, you're talking down to me like I'm a little bald baby, and I don't like that.
Did you write a letter outlining
Jake.
Reasons to fire
Jake.
Comey and list the
Jake.
Russian investigation?
Jake.
Is that true?
Jake!
Settle
Jake.
Down. Settle
Jake.
Down. Calm
Jake.
Down.
Stop
Jake.
Stop interrupting me. Just shut the f*** up.
Calm Look. Down.
Jake.
I have a question
Jake.
For you, Stephen.
Jake! Jake!
Steven.
Jake! Jake!
Steven.
Jake wants steak!
I have no idea why
you
you're attacking
have,
me.
Jake, look into my dead eyes. Okay, I'm not here to answer your dumb questions. I'm here to suck Donald Trump's dick.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No, our president, Donald J. Trump, is like Jesus, Gandhi, MLK, Martin Luther King, Ronald McDonald, all wrapped up in one beautiful specimen.
President Trump was frustrated with lawmakers discussing immigration when they voted with.
WCOMLPFM, Dr. Furious here, the Furious George Show. Thursday night. This is micropower community based Chapel Hill Carborough, a roundabouts way radio. And I am Furious George. And I'm here with my fellow DJ partner, DJ Eddie Abbey. We're going to have some fun making fun of the asshole president. Hey, wait a minute. Like, seriously, if CNN can say it, I think we should be able to say it here on the radio. So. Shithole president making fun of people in our world. So we're going to make fun of him tonight, as we always do. You are free to be acknowledged or acknowledge that the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. So now you know that. And we also like to boom and some bass, and including there from Lord Raja. We started off some of the classic donuts from fun friends, Dilla and others. We also will be getting into some fun. Want to learn more about the Furious George Show? Go to furiousg.blogspot.com or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Most importantly, go to WCOM-FM. Check out the station online. You can support us in many different ways. And I always like to say, however you happen to be listening right now is my favorite way. And, all right, I think we're ready here. That the equipment is just nice and sparkling and crackly in here, including an extra 2 hours of the Furious Show, where we will be digging in deep into the late night till 2 a.m. now with Furiousness, where you can just turn on your little radio, maybe crank in some something or other. Make sure you're just taking care of yourself and each other. In the meantime, I'm Furious. I'll be back. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio.
damn it. I wasn't forgetting the words. Song thing to make it incredible and world class. Oh, say, can you see a stable genius so incredibly bright? Me so proudly you hailed by having the privilege of voting for me. There was no Russia scheming with the broads and bright stars. That crooked Hillary we fight. Lock her up. Or the shows I always watch. I love Stephen Miller screaming, and with Mueller's mean stare, Bannon, who I never knew by the way, bursting in air, gave proof through the night that at least I'll always have my beautiful hair. Oh, say, does that star-spangled Bannon so sloppy believe me? Don Jr. played no part. Or the land, hand of the free. They all know it. I'm like really, really incredibly smart. So smart. All right. Are we done here?
First time I really got, what do you know, the white house.
Senior
policy advisor, Stephen Miller. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
This will not go well.
Good to see you. So President Trump and the White House have been calling the Russia investigation a witch hunt and a nothing burger. But obviously, in this new Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, Bannon offered a different take on the Trump Tower meeting.
That author is garbage. The book is garbage. But my forehead, that's not garbage.
The president is now calling Bannon, quote, sloppy Steve.
He's not just sloppy Steve. The president also calls him Rumpy Ralph, Splotchy Sam, Louis Anderson from the show Baskets. There's several names that the president calls him, but you at CNN just report one name because you're fake news. We all know that. You're lucky I don't punch you in the f***ing face.
The president really arguing that Steve Bannon had nothing to do with him or his presidency?
Jake, okay, he's a self-made millionaire. He's revolutionized the way people drink water.
And I'm sure he's watching and he's happy that you said that.
Yeah, that's not true, Jake.
But my point is it really the position?
Incredibly smart, sir.
Smart.
All right. Are we done here?
That he was a key
Jake,
player.
You're talking down to me like I'm a little bald baby, and I don't like that.
Did you write a letter outlining
Jake.
Reasons to fire
Jake.
Comey and list the
Jake.
Russian investigation?
Jake.
Is that true?
Jake.
Settle
Jake.
Down. Settle down.
Jake.
Calm down.
Jake. Jake. Stop interrupting me. Just shut the up.
Calm down.
Jake. Jake, you're talking down to me like I'm a little bald baby, and I don't like that.
Of the free. They all know it. I'm like really, really incredibly smart. So smart. All right. Are we done here?
Luther King, Ronald McDonald, all wrapped up in one beautiful specimen.
We like people from some countries better than others. This almost, if you want to say, white nationalist type framework that he's putting around it, whether or not he believes in. The other thing I want to just point out quickly, Wolf, is that one of the biggest problems for this president, this goes back to what you said, Gloria, is that when people now hear these things reported, even before they're confirmed, Jim said he confirmed it, people believe it. Like, no one says, oh, there's no way President Trump said that. They're like, sounds like what he said last time. And I think that's
a
huge problem.
This is the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
statement, but they didn't deny that the president said that.
No, not at all, Wolf. In fact, it was quite the opposite, that they asserted it as part of the president's idea around immigration, that he wants people in the country who he thinks are contributing, that it shouldn't just be that visas are going out to countries based on some kind of pre-existing allocation. We also just heard from another source familiar just a few moments ago that that the idea in the meeting was that about half of the lottery numbers that would have been for the visa lottery would have gone to countries like African countries and like Haiti, an idea that the president was very opposed to, partly because it does not fit into his worldview of how immigration should work in this country. But this source also noted that it shouldn't be.
Of course, there's no other way to interpret it. This is not an isolated comment. The first thing he did when he started running was call Mexicans rapists. He has gone on to equate white supremacists in Charlottesville to the people protesting against them. He has called black athletes sons of bitches. He has feuded with the congresswoman who represents Little Haiti, Frederica Wilson. He last year at this time, he was feuding with civil rights icon John Lewis. This is not a coincidence. This is a pattern of behavior. We have a racist, a shameless racist who has hijacked the Republican Party, who has hijacked the Oval Office. And this country needs to stand up against this and tell him that we will not let him divide us by color, by race, by ethnicity, by class, by economy. We will not be quiet. We will not allow this. Donald Trump, this is not America. This is not America. And we will fight against your division, your racism, your anger, your hatred, and all the horrible things you are trying to do to this country.
Van Jones, should this come as a surprise to people?
Well, I mean, it's not only racist, it's also just inaccurate. I mean, I just want numbers sometimes matter. 33% of Americans have college degrees. God bless everybody, it's a lot of hard work. Now we got student debt. 43% of African immigrants have college degrees, okay? 11% of white people in America have a graduate degree. One quarter, 25% of Nigerian Americans have a graduate degree.
Civil rights icon John Lewis. This is not a coincidence. This is a pattern of behavior. We have a racist, a shameless racist who has hijacked the Republican Party, who has hijacked the Oval Office. And this country needs to stand up against this and tell him that we will not let him divide us by color, by race, by ethnicity, by class, by economy. We will not be quiet. We will not allow this.
Tried out his outry-sultry look on a couple of young ladies who promptly fainted dead away. Bullwinkle didn't know that the girls had really fainted because they saw a mouse.
Yeah, now he's convinced he's the greatest actor in the world.
Oh, I am not.
You're not?
I'm just one of the greatest.
But you can't go to Hollywood, Bullwinkle.
I don't want to go, Doc, but they need me. You ought to be in pictures.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
You were born to be king.
Come on now, Bullwinkle, you're not serious.
Just watch me.
And snatching up a mattress full of money earned from his paper route, the movie-struck moose had left the cottage.
Wait up, Bullwinkle. You're my buddy. I gotta go along with you.
Yeah, no bless, no bleed, J-Rock.
What's that mean?
I don't know, I just made it up.
Now our boys are on the way to California, unaware that Bullwinkle's mattress full of money is the target of two pairs of sinister eyes belonging to... Oh, no, it isn't... Oh, it can't be.
Say the name.
Boris and Natasha.
Ta-da!
And we steal mattress, Boris.
No time like the president, Natasha. Look, we're coming to tunnel. When it gets dark, we grab mattress and make a run for it, okay?
Okay!
And as our heroes sat unsuspecting, the train plunged into a dark tunnel.
Now, Natasha.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Bullwinkle.
Not you, you!
I'm still Bullwinkle.
I got it, Natasha. Let's go.
But Boris...
Don't talk to me. Let's get out of here.
And as the train emerged from the tunnel, Boris chuckled gleefully.
Well, here it is, Natasha, right over my shoulder.
I certainly am.
Natasha, it's you.
Boris. How could you mistake me for mattress?
Can I help it if you put on weight?
Boris, we missed our chance.
Silly girl. Remember old Pennsylvanian proverb. We have only begun to fight.
people in the room. And notably, it's important to note we know about this in part because there were a lot of people in the room. This was not a sort of like small meeting. It was a meeting of more than half a dozen people. Plenty of people heard these comments. And it's no secret that it got leaked in part because they were very shocking to the people in that room, including several Democrats who've been working with the White House on this.
Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat of Illinois. Lindsey Graham was in that room. Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader. Phil Mudd, let me get your reaction to what the president said about these immigrants who want to come to the United States from countries like Haiti and Africa.
Well, close your ears, Wolf, because I'm going to give you a reaction, and it's personal. I'm a proud shitholer. Family was called wops and mackerel eaters. We came from Italians and Irish who were regarded as people from shithole countries. A century ago, we called people slant eyes, Chinese immigrants that we're now ashamed of speaking about in those terms because they came from a shithole country and now they're a backbone of this country. In the 1940s, we called people traitors because they came from a shithole country we called Japan and we're ashamed. We call people who fled from conflict in Central America spicks and wetbacks, and we're ashamed. The president is growing this country on the backbone of bigotry that comes from when I saw my family called spicks, wops, and mackerel eaters. We should be ashamed. We've learned too many lessons, and history will tell you that if you don't read history, you'll repeat them. That's what our president did for us today.
I I've been popping pills, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas, and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta.
I've been in the hills, f***ing superstars, feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool, and I ain't got on no bra. Yeah, the front or back, pulling on the tracks, and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. L.A. beef is always asking where the coke at. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a Pop-Tart, you know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping pills, man, I feel just like a rock star. Brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the hoop and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta.
You say in the legal sense of the word, aiding and abetting an enemy in wartime, you were referring to the White House official floated withdrawing U.S. forces to please Putin. I mean, this is just the latest example, right?
You know, up until this point, what we were seeing is a lot of nefarious activity that appeared to be individuals who were enriching themselves, individuals who were, working, using their government positions for positions of power, facilitating whatever bad things that they had done with Moscow in the past. But what we hadn't seen up until this point is a very clear trade-off where Moscow was going to get something which was completely and totally out of parameters for the United States defense establishment when Donald Trump came into office. And so this Michael Flynn acolyte, who was deputy director, I think a director of planning, to propose withdrawing U.S. forces from Eastern Europe to appease Vladimir Putin, we're going to find out that this was not something he just thunk up on his own.
Right.
Someone had to have directed him to look into this. And this is where we can actually draw a straight line between the entire Trump-Russia scandal, or we're going to, you know, let's call it a dotted line, between the Trump-Russia scandal and tangible evidence that these people were working for Moscow.
So this is the part of the testimony I'm reading. Chris said he was very concerned about whether this represented a national security threat and said he thought he was obligated to tell someone in the government, in our government, about this information. Simpson said he thought his perspective was there was an issue, a security issue, about whether a presidential candidate was being blackmailed.
CNN just report one name because you're fake news. We all know that. You're lucky they don't punch you in the face.
The president really arguing that Steve Bannon had nothing to do with him or his presidency?
Jake, okay, he's a self-made millionaire. He's revolutionized the way people drink water.
And I'm sure changed the course he's of watching politics. And he's happy that you said that.
Yeah, that's not true, Jake.
But my point is it okay. Really the position of the Trump White House that Steve Bannon had nothing to do with the presidency? Or can you acknowledge the reality that he was a key
Jake,
player?
You're talking down to me like I'm a little bald baby and I don't like that.
Did you write a letter outlining Jake. Reasons to fire Comey Jake. And list the Russia investigation?
Jake.
Is that true?
Jake!
Settle down. Settle down. Calm
Jake,
down.
Jake, stop interrupting me. Just shut the f*** up.
Calm down.
Jake.
I have a question
Jake.
For you, Stephen.
Jake! Jake!
Steven.
Jake wants steak!
I have no idea why
you
you're attacking me.
Jake, look in my dead eyes. Okay, I'm not here to answer your dumb questions. I'm here to suck Donald Trump's f***.
There's one
our president, Donald J. Trump, is like Jesus, Gandhi, MLK, Martin Luther King, Ronald McDonald, all wrapped up in one beautiful specimen who doesn't have little hands, by the
God,
way.
I wasted enough of my viewers'
time. You know who I care about?
As Republicans,
Jake. Yeah, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to Fox News where they treat me good. Donald, what did I do, man? Did I do good?
Sound in the movie capital of the world.
Nobody seems to care very much for Winkle.
Ah, but Rocky was wrong. Somebody cared a lot.
Welcome to Hollywood.
stranger.
Will they fit in?
They greet you with open hearts, buddy. What would you like to buy?
Buy? I thought you were greeting us with open hearts.
It's 50-50 deal. We open hearts, you open men.
Buy a souvenir of Hollywood, darling.
Sure. Postcards, oranges, cemetery lot, bubble smart, all kinds of tourist attractions.
Tourist! I'll have you know I'm a bona fide actor.
An actor!
All right. Hey, look. Hey, listen. This is Dr. Furious, WCOM, LPFM, Chubbable Carborough. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey, part of the Furious George Show. Check out furiousg.blogspot.com or WCOMFM.org, where there's lots of excellent information. You can learn about what we do here on the Furious George Show and other fun shows, all volunteer-driven, all stepping up here in the micro-radio land. And having fun with it. We've been spotlighting some of the craziness of this asshole president and have been doing it for even months and months before the election. So go to furiousg.blogspot. Check out Trumpocalypse Now if you don't believe me. What else? Oh, fun hip-hop beats and sounds, including stuff locally. This dude named Made of Oak, who you might have heard about locally. Grammy nominated, half of Sylvanesso, and also crazy other fun new music. And yes, you also might notice some of the sounds are mixed and slowed down and twisted and reversed and scratched and over modulated. You're welcome. I'm furious.
And chimps classically raise their hair. And when we feel tense, the hair on the back of our neck goes up. That's the same thing.
An ape who sees a more dominant one coming doesn't think twice. See how he puts his head down and makes himself smaller? He's submitting in a very obvious way. To see if human apes retain this instinctive behavior, Charlotte's at the perfect human
hey,
alpha.
I have a question for you, Steven.
Jake,
we'll be right back.
ethnicity, by class, by economy. We will not be quiet. We will not allow this. Donald Trump, this is not America. This is not America. And we will fight against your division, your racism, your anger, your hatred, and all the horrible things you are trying to do to this country.
That was an absolute...
Van Jones, should this come as a surprise?
Well, I mean, it's not only racist, it's also just inaccurate.
It's as if he sensed this big guy coming up behind him. The victim glances at, confirms just how enormous he is, and then does a very, very abrupt head movement as he averts his gaze and puts his head down. Again, that's something that you would see right across the primates, kind of submissive behavior.
It's a fact of life. Being bigger helps you get what you want. Research shows that an incredible 58% of Fortune 500 CEOs are over 6 feet tall, compared with 14.5% of the general public. Big is definitely best. But what if you're not 6 feet two, built like a tank? Well, even if you don't look big, you can still walk. Alpha chimps use their power walk. With their hair up on end, chest puffed out, and arms swinging, they're saying, "Don't mess with me, I'm in charge."
Broken blue.
Broken and blue.